What's up, space pirates? This is your admiral, the certifiably suave Dr. Disaster. And the more I look back on the past decade or so of culture war craziness that's gone on, the more it becomes clear how Gamergate really kicked everything off.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
In case you weren't around back then, Gamergate was a response from gamers to the assault on our hobby by progressive activist dingleberries, who were more concerned with pushing agenda than letting people play games and have fun. The gamers revolted, and there was a massive online war with gaming studios, online platforms, and journalists forming an alliance and siding with the woke weirdos, allowing them to infest our hobby and ruin what we love.
Here she comes to wreck the day!
For the past decade or so now, we've watched as the studios that we once loved pumped out sequels to games that we once adored, which are now infected with woke crap. And if we ever complain and say that the fun of it was supposed to be the point, the game journalists would swoop in and run cover, calling us ists and phobes and all the other things that have become so tiresome. And a bunch of us were deplatformed for the crimes of disagreeing with progressive BS. It was a pretty sweet alliance for the people aligned against the Gamergate crowd, and really, Gamergate was the canary in the coal mine of what happened to the rest of the discourse in society. Gamergate was a microcosm of the shitstorm that was coming for the rest of the world.
Hey everybody, there's a shit cloud coming! Run for your lives!
But now, we are learning that at least some chunk of this arrangement of progressive turds who attack gamers for wanting to save their hobby from the intrusion of activism, at least a chunk of it came from the US government itself, as they funded journalists who waged war against gamers in the culture war. As the new presidential administration of the US continues to uncover what our government has been funding with our money, we are learning that Politico took $8 million in taxpayer money while attacking gamers. And Feminist Frequency, in other words, Anita Sarkeesian, she and her organization have apparently taken taxpayer money as well. But now, as Gamergate 2 has raged on for about a year now, after the whole Sweet Baby Inc. debacle, and as the lid is slamming shut on all of this funding, with the government being cleaned up, those of us who have been around in this culture war for a while can now look across the war-strewn battlefield at our ancient enemies and say,
it's so gratifying to leave you wallowing in the mess you've made. You're screwed. Thank you. Bye.
All right, me hearties, and Master One, enemies in the... But anyhow, we're going to look at this business where it appears as if our enemies in the Gamergate war have been propped up by our own taxpayer dollars. Ultimately, this was a massive mistake, mind you, because pushing us out of our hobbies caused a bunch of us to be activated against them, politically speaking. On behalf of myself here, I will say I was only casually involved / interested in the first Gamergate when it initially happened. I didn't give it anywhere near as much thought as I should have back then. It wasn't until about 2017 or so, when Disney released Star Wars The Last Jedi, that I became really activated in the culture war, because Star Wars is my beloved. But they activated me not in the way that these idiots intended with their stupid political shit that they threw into that movie. It activated me against them. You see, there's an old philosophy that dictators often use, the idea that you can control the general population using bread and circus. As long as people have their needs met, in other words, bread, and as long as they have something to entertain them, in other words, circus, then the people generally won't revolt. But in their arrogance, the idiots who want to dominate us have infiltrated our hobby spaces and hollowed them out, attempting to aim these hobbies instead toward people who aren't even particularly interested in these hobbies. They tried to make games, as an example, a girl thing, when in reality games are a male-dominated space because they are something that males just like. So, they removed the circus part of the bread and circus equation, and when the cost of general goods went up, removing the bread part as well, well, that's why they're on the run now. And, as a consequence of what they've done, we have uncovered some dirty garbage that these people have been up to. Let's read this article from That Park Place to explain what's up. It turns out that Politico, the left-leaning news outlet that has long smeared the Gamergate and the gaming community, was receiving millions in taxpayer dollars. The White House press secretary announced Wednesday that the outlet will no longer receive federal funding after revelations that it took more than $8 million through USAID and other government contracts. This funding bombshell was highlighted by ex-user Anar Saldane, who pointed out that Politico has published multiple articles related to Gamergate, consistently framing it as a disinformation and harassment campaign, while pushing narratives about diversity in gaming. A search for Gamergate on Politico returns 22 different articles. The revelation raises serious questions about whether taxpayer money was used to promote a political agenda within gaming journalism. People have wondered if our tax dollars were used to promote wokeness in video games, and the answer is yes. And Anar Saldane posted, USAID paid Politico millions per year to write pieces like this one, which promotes diversity and describes Gamergate as a disinformation and harassment campaign. I was made aware of funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room, the White House press secretary said. The $8 million you receive ends today. The DOGE team is canceling those payments now. But Politico is far from the only one of these entities that have gotten money from the government. Here's a post from Carl Benjamin of the Lotus Eaters over on X, where he says, I just wanted to play video games, and underneath he shares an image which shows that Feminist Frequency, Anita Sarkeesian's group, got damn near a $250,000 grant from the government last year, right before Feminist Frequency closed down. Razor Fist responded to this by saying, a $250,000 in government grants the same year Feminist Frequency shuts down? No, sir, nothing sketchy here. And then here's Carl Benjamin again on X with a post showing that the BBC is also not happy. The British state-run media company, which has categorically been on the side against gamers all these years, and which also owns my beloved Doctor Who franchise, an IP that they've run into the ground ever since Gamergate was a thing about a decade ago, these schmucks at the BBC revealed that they receive 8% of their income, their annual income, from the US taxpayers. That is unreal. I'd be willing to bet at this point that some of these game companies who act as if they're completely uninterested in whether or not their games that they make, that they produce, actually sell, at this point I'm sure that they're probably on the take from the government as well. It's just a matter of uncovering the funding. But this is a major win, folks. They are shutting this shit down. We just have to keep our wallets closed and keep pushing back as we have been. These turds on the other side of the Gamergate conflict are losing their ill-gotten infrastructure, and this is very good for us. In any event, I'm going to leave it there. Drop your celebration of this news into the comment section below, and we will talk there. Thanks for watching me, hearties. If you haven't already, your Admiral is inviting you to subscribe to the channel and become a part of the crew. Life as a space pirate may not be glamorous, but there's always plenty of booty.